It is Tuesday at 8:30, and that is time for our weekly morning conversation. This morning, we have a special cast for you in the studio live this morning for this weekend's, or I guess this week's upcoming performance of Anything Goes at the McLeod Theater. It is part of the summer performance series. It is also a production from, Carbondale Community Arts and McLeod Summer Playhouse and the All Southern High School Theater Project production of Anything Goes. And joining me live in the studio this morning, bright and early. You guys used to getting up this early in the morning?
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Well,
this is a new thing for
welcome
me.
Welcome to mornings.
Good morning.
And the morning's almost over, so it's 8:30. So, hey, you guys. Jacob Schaefer and Catherine Miller joining us in the studio this morning. And, of course, anyone familiar with Anything Goes is probably familiar with the characters that they play. And this is, as I understand it, this is a rendition of based on the original musical by Cole Porter that debuted a few years ago back in the 30s, but it has enjoyed many revivals over the years. I just want you both, for folks that maybe haven't seen it or maybe it's been a while, give us an idea of kind of the madcap antics that's going to take place on the stage.
So,
where to start?
Anything Goes is the story of Billy Crocker, who is a young stockbroker in New York City right after the crash. And he falls in love with Hope Harcourt, who's a debutante. So he sneaks aboard this cruise in order to be with her, though she is on the cruise with her fiancé. And then he goes on a series of antics to try to win her back, involving me and Catherine's characters.
And our fellow castmate, Marcia Miller, she's a big part of it, too. A lot of shenanigans go on. There's lots of disguises that are involved. People saying who they are and not really being that person. It's very entertaining.
Now, Jacob, your character, you're kind of a, I don't know, thug, gangster. how would you...
Yes.
What are the redeeming qualities of your character?
I'm playing Moonface Martin, who is public enemy number 13. And he really would like to be higher on that list, but he's really too much of a sweetheart to actually get around to being higher on the list of public enemies.
He's a big old softy.
Yeah. For all his faults, and there are a lot of them, he's kind of a romantic in the end.
Yeah.
That's always good when you're a thug.
When you're a gangster.
Catherine, your character, what does Irma's role in all of this mischief?
She's kind of standalone in the fact that she never really has a motive. She gets on the cruise ship because she's originally a gangster's girlfriend, not Moonface, but a different gangster. She's actually the girlfriend of Public Enemy Number One, who we actually never really see. But she comes on the ship to be with him, and he ends up not being there. So she just kind of does what she wants. She does her own thing. So the entire show, she's just doing her own thing and flirting with all the boys on the ship.
Except for Moonface. Much to his disappointment.
Her lifelong partner.
Now, this is obviously a musical, and it generated some fantastic standards. Anything Goes, you're the top, you get a kick out of you. What is it like being part of a production like this that has such a rich history?
Amazing. I'm honored to be a part of something that's so classic and so old that, like, when I talk to people and mention that I'm in Anything Goes, they're like, oh, really? Cole Porter? You know? Like Cole Porter? And I'm like, yeah, the music is absolutely amazing, and I love the style of music. I'm kind of an old soul that way, but it's just an honor to be a part of something that's has such a rich history and a rich background that so many people know and love. So,
Jake, what kind of responsibility do you feel being in a production that many people know and have seen?
There's just a lot of history behind you. There's been, I don't know how many revivals and productions. There's numerous numbers of versions of this script and this score, and so there's just a lot of people who have seen this show and love this show, and so there's a lot of people who are expecting you to do well in this role.
No pressure
but it's been a lot of fun. This is probably the most fun I've ever had on a production.
Mm-hmm. Well, remind listeners that the performance actually opens tomorrow.
It does.
Wednesday through Saturday. It's showtime at 7:30 in the evening, and then there's a matinee on Sunday at 2. Again, it's at McLeod Theater on the SIU Carbondale campus. And you can get more information at 618-453-6000 or online at playhouse.siu.edu. How long have you guys been in rehearsal for?
About
this?
3 to 4 weeks.
3.5 weeks now.
Yeah.
So are we ready?
Approaching our voice.
Oh, very ready.
Very, very ready. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been hitting it hard from day one we started. Nonstop practice. And
we rehearsed all day long, which is why I'm not too unused to mornings like this.
Yeah. And the whole cast is just, they were really reciprocating of the practice and the schedule. And we all just threw ourselves into this project to make it the best show we possibly can.
And our directing team and our production staff is incredibly professional, like Wes Drummond, who's over there in the studio.
Our director, our lovely director.
who's conveniently not on microphone this morning.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's okay.
What,
he's shy.
being in the building, I know that you guys have been working hard. What, personally for each of you, what's been kind of the most rewarding thing of this entire experience? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
I really like working with a professional production team. That's mm-hmm. been a really nice experience because it really forces you to be a lot more professional. I've done a lot of community theater in Southern Illinois, but this has been a really great experience because it's training me to how a professional company will work.
Definitely.
And that's really nice because I'm about to go off to college to study mm-hmm. theater for my first year.
Actually.
Yeah.
We both just graduated high school, so this is a good springboard for us to prepare ourselves for what's coming next. Plus the people. I love my cast our cast is amazing. Just getting to know each one of these fabulous, talented people is really an honor.
You're talking about the cast, and this does have a pretty large cast. How many people are in this production?
24.
Yeah.
I thought.
I mean, it's not the biggest cast I've ever been in, but it's definitely the most.
It's a nice size.
Together,
it's a really
cast. We all mesh really well, and we're all getting along really well, which helps out a lot because we can not worry about getting along with each other and focus on the show and focus on making the show the best we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Now you'd mentioned that you're kind of an old soul. Were you both familiar with Anything Goes before this opportunity came along?
This is,
I knew it
one
a little
of my favorite
bit.
Musicals.
I knew a little bit because of the 2011 revival with Sutton Foster, so I'd seen bits and pieces of that, and then as soon as I heard that McLeod was doing this show, I started watching it and listening to it.
It's amazing.
It's
I love
really,
it so much.
Really good.
When I heard they were doing it, I was ecstatic.
you talked a little bit about the plotline. Is your favorite moment in the, not to give anything away, but is your favorite moment in the production?
Favorite moment of the show.
I have a lot of favorite moments.
Yeah, you got a lot of good moments. It's comedy gold over here. I'm sitting next to the comedy champ.
There's one moment where Reno Sweeney and I have this plan to break up Hope's engagement. And so the way we do that is we try to get Hope's fiance to seduce Reno. And then I'm supposed to burst in and catch them in the act. Except that Hope's fiance isn't really the seductive type. So Reno goes in there trying to seduce him, and then he's just completely not getting it. And I don't get that cue, and I just burst in and have this monologue prepared of how he's this terrible person who's ripping off of her clothing and despoiling her, and he's just, they're both standing there, and they're just like, we're fine. Like, nothing's
we're
going
good.
On. What are you doing here? And I'm just yelling at them.
I don't know. I like my big number, my mm-hmm. big chance. I got a really good song, and that might be my favorite part.
and that would be?
Buddy Beware. It's a very catchy song. Everyone,
I sing it all the time.
Yeah, everyone. Like that's one of the songs that people most remember. At least yeah. in this cast, mm-hmm. everyone sings it backstage.
And if I had it, I would have queued it up. But Jacob Schaefer, Catherine Miller, thanks so much for joining us. It's Anything Goes starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday at the McLeod Theater. It's part of the Summer Playhouse and Carbondale Community Arts, as well as the All Southern High School Theater Project production. This is Morning Edition on WSIU Radio, your NPR station.